Civil Beat's Reality Check takes a closer look at recent drownings on Maui, six in the last 10 days. Two of the victims were wearing full face masks, focusing attention on whether there's something about the design that deserves a second look. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote about this a few months back, and I know we're talking about the ninja masks, right?
Yeah, well, there's several different brands of these full face masks, and they're kind of all over the board, but all have a fairly similar design.
Now, I've seen different types of snorkeling gear. You know, there's a head mount snorkel. I've seen swimmers out there with double snorkels, one snorkel on either side of the face. So why is this one so unusual?
Well, from what the different ocean safety experts I've talked to are saying, and they've even started to do some of their own tests, it's a couple different things. One is the potential for carbon dioxide to build up in the mask, and the other is the difficulty in removing it quickly in case of an emergency. And that's because the straps kind of sit below the back of the head and then also on the top of the head.
And so what about the thought that, okay, we're going to be seeing a lot more drownings relating to people in the water, just simply because we have a lot more people in the water with so many visitors that come every year. We just have record numbers. So it just stands to reason that we're going to see a lot more snorkeling deaths because there's more people in the water.
I think that holds true, absolutely. And so it becomes a question of, well, what are we going to do to up the public safety messaging, maybe more lifeguards on beaches? What are we going to do to try to help keep those numbers down as low as possible?
But right now, nobody tracks the type of snorkel gear that people use, though, right?
Well, actually, after my story, I think it was back in March, I did a big piece on the full face masks after Guy Cooper, a man from California, his wife drowned on the Big Island, and she was wearing one of these, and he's convinced that it definitely played a role. And, you know, all we have are these anecdotal stories, but he's kind of taken it on himself as a kind of a crusade to raise awareness of these, get something done. And within a few months, he convinced some of the county and state officials to indeed start tracking what type of masks and what type of maybe even brands in some of the counties people are wearing when they have drowning incidents or near-drowning incidents.
So is that in all the counties across the board or just certain ones?
It's in all four counties have agreed to do it. I'm a little unclear on how well it's being implemented across the board. I know Maui, for instance, it's only been in the past five months or so that they've had that data, and it's just difficult. And talking to different battalion chiefs, some say, you know, they're performing CPR, they're doing all these other things. It's going to take a little bit before they also remember, okay, wait, collect the mask, log the brand of it, the type, and all those extra little details that end up being really important in the long run.
What are we hearing from the manufacturers of these masks?
All the calls I've placed have not been returned, so really not much.
Oh, that's a big problem, huh? Okay, all
yes,
right.
Indeed.
Well, any other reporting that is going to be done? Is there going to be reporting to the legislature, or is it just to the councils? How does that all work?
You know, I haven't heard anything about the legislature taking it up, but, you know, they did just start a couple weeks ago, so it's still an option, I suppose.
All right. All right. Thank you, Nathan. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. My pleasure.
That was Nathan Eagle with today's Reality Check from Civil Beat.